Alana is at Carnegie Science Center and is also the person leading the STEMisphere program. This is the easiest interview in the world because I'm simply going to say, what's new? And don't tell me the 14th letter of the Greek alphabet. What's happening at Carnegie Science Center?
Oh my gosh, there's a lot that's new at Carnegie Science Center. I think the most visible change and new exciting thing happening is that we're under construction. We've begun our expansion of Carnegie Science Center, which is something that we've been planning and working on for a couple years now. But people driving by are saying, wait, what's happening to the letters? Wait, what are all those cranes out in front? So the construction has begun in earnest, and we're really thrilled to see the changes that are already happening and to bring some wonderful new spaces to Carnegie Science Center in the city of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's an incredible transformation taking place right now. And despite the construction, there's plenty to do and see. There's no worry. In fact, a lot of kids and families, myself included, might find it to be an added attraction to take a look at construction vehicles and kind of speculate on what's happening.
Absolutely.
There.
We are not closed by any means. Exhibits are open. The movies are playing. The programs are happening. In fact, you're right, Larry, there's a lot more to see with the construction, and it's perfect timing because we're featuring a new film called Dream Big, and it's all about large-scale engineering projects. So to be here at Carnegie Science Center and look out our windows and see those cranes and learn a little more about the engineering design process and large-scale construction like that before your very eyes is pretty exciting.
What else is happening inside at Carnegie Science Center now?
So we're working on some big things for the summer. There's going to be some changes to our SportsWorks exhibit. So we're going to be bringing a ropes course to SportsWorks, and that'll be very exciting. We also are planning some summer programming leading up to a solar eclipse at the end of August, on Monday, August 21st. There is going to be really a once-in-a-lifetime solar eclipse. So we're going to have a lot of opportunities to learn more about the solar eclipse, some viewing opportunities at Carnegie Science Center, in addition to a summer of big dreaming kinds of engineering programming and hands-on activities.
Are there camps scheduled for the summer?
Are there camps? Of course. There are a tremendous number of summer camps. We have several different summer camps every single week for students of all ages, and they run pretty much all of June, July, and through August. And you can find a lot of that information not only on CarnegieScienceCenter.org, but on our STEMisphere website.
Now, let's talk about STEMisphere. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. Sphere is a great suffix to put on the end of it. And I was telling Alana earlier off the air that I had the occasion, somebody was asking for a particular curriculum, and unfortunately I just can't remember the specifics, but they said, I would really like to find something for my kids, they're in this grade, and I'd like it to be on the topic of, and these days, I try not to remember things that I don't think I'm going to have to remember, and that was one of them. I mean, I know that I was able to give the information, and then I kind of went on. I wish I could remember now. But what I mostly remember is that this person went to STEMisphere, typed in a few words, and was thrilled with the results that came up in terms of just some ideas to add to her classroom.
So STEMisphere is this community resource that Carnegie Science Center provides, and there are thousands of STEM education resources in our website directory for students of all ages. Pre-K through 12th grade is the primary focus, and I'm thrilled to hear that this educator was thrilled because that's a major audience, but we also have a ton of resources that families would want to find for their young learners and for students themselves. So yes, you can search for keywords, you can search by the grade level of the activity or the student you're trying to find a resource resource for. And you can search all sorts of different parameters to find what you're looking for. So, you know, as we're thinking about all those amazing summer camps that are coming up at Carnegie Science Center, we know that there are lots of summer camps and have a STEM focus at other organizations through the region. So, for example, if I was looking for STEM-focused summer camps for my two kids, Nico, who's in sixth grade at Ross Elementary, and Vivian, who's in first grade at the same school, I'd say, okay, where can I find some STEM summer programming? And stemisphere.org has this directory that could help me search for both my kids with their different interests and their different grade levels. And I could find all of the amazing opportunities at Carnegie Science Center, but also see who else is offering resources in STEM.
I just clicked on levers, or I searched on levers for fun, and I'm getting hits on a gadgets and gears camp for ages 6 and 7 that is going to take place July 10th through the 14th at Carnegie Science Center. Discover the thousands of ways we use simple machines. I always liked simple machines. Wheels and axles, levers, pulleys, and a chance to make a pinball machine, which is pretty amazing. And that's all at the STEMisphere website. What a cool idea.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of the programs and resources that you find have this core focus on science, technology, engineering, and math, but it's a very integrated approach that we believe in. So you find a lot of resources that are looking at how the arts and humanities and literacy tie in with the sciences and mathematics. And our connection with Joe Burke and the Environmental Charter School is a perfect example of how science and literacy can intersect. And a lot of these programs bring that strength of a cross-disciplinary focus to educators and to families and to kids.
Oh, this is cool. Here is a lesson plan. I'm just entering some things that are popping into my head as we talk. I entered musical instruments, and I got two things. I got two lesson plans. One called Energy Transfer in Musical Instruments. Energy transfer is a central concept in the majority of engineering designs, including design for musical instruments. In this lesson, students will grasp the concepts of energy and energy transfer and then apply what they've learned by designing and building their own musical instruments. And it's grades K through 8. There's something at each of those grade levels. Wow, that sounds like fun. And then there's another lesson to investigate frequencies and acoustic engineering by creating a shoebox guitar, a water glass xylophone, a straw panpipe, and a soda bottle organ. And there's a complete lesson plan for how to do that. I may hold on to these and use them. That's the fun if you're homeschooling, or if you just need rainy day activities or activities for any time with family members. Stemisphere.org is going to give you some ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that families as educators are a really, really important audience for this. It's not just classroom teachers or educators at a museum or a science center. It's how all of us in the community can enhance STEM education for all learners, no matter what their age, no matter what their gender, no matter if they want to go on to receive a PhD in physics or if they're headed for a 2-year technical degree in a STEM field. A lot of the enthusiasm and excitement about STEM builds at home and builds when you're young.
And there's a lot, of course, on the great big wide internet, but there's something very special about going to stemisphere.org and searching there. The information's been organized very well. It's been reviewed and, you know, vetted by Carnegie Science Center. So you know there's some integrity behind what you're finding, and it's really, I mean, it's always a little bit of, you know, chancy when you do something that you're finding out that way, but STEMisphere really gives you a trusted resource.
Yeah, absolutely. And our team at Carnegie Science Center looks at those really closely. And my wonderful colleague, Michelle Howard, literally reads every resource that gets submitted to the website and vets it by our criteria and does some more research to be sure that the information we're providing is really, really good information.
How can people submit resources?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Larry. It's absolutely free for organizations or educators to submit a resource to the STEMisphere directory. On the website itself, there's a little icon that says submit a resource, and there's a little form to fill out, and you'll receive an email confirmation thanking you for your submission, and if there are follow-up questions, we'll be in touch. But it's that simple.
Wow. I have to be careful because when I look at the website, I'm not looking at you. but there is just so much there to consider. Are there other resources like this in the country? I don't think there's anything quite like this.
Well, I think it's unique that a science center has taken the lead because we really see our role in the community as being this hub of information about science and technology and engineering and math for the region. And I think science centers all over the country see themselves in that role. And we're actually extremely excited to be working with four other science centers in the country through a project that's funded by the Institute of Museum and Library Services to use our STEMisphere database and to use the platform we've created to bring that to their communities. So we will be launching some websites in Texas, North Carolina, Arkansas, so your future listeners in Arkansas, and also Missouri, that will bring a very paralleled platform using our STEMisphere database to their local communities as well. And our neighbors in West Virginia are currently adding West Virginia resources for their website that we're going to partner with them on. So it's really exciting to see that happening in other parts of the country, taking advantage of what we've built and being able to share some of these national resources. So a teacher in West Virginia could find a resource from a teacher in North Carolina, or a teacher in Pennsylvania can find a resource from a teacher in Missouri, and all those families and all those towns can also benefit from the information we're all sharing together.
Alana Kalesa is from Carnegie Science Center. She's here with us today talking about the STEMisphere program. She's also a good friend we've known. I met Alana. She worked here at the Children's Museum years ago. We were next door neighbors here with our offices right next door to each other. And it's just amazing what you've been able to do with the STEMisphere program. You can reach Alana or really anybody at the STEMisphere program too. If you go to stemisphere.org, there are contact addresses where you can get a hold of anybody there. Maybe you've got some ideas or some questions. This is a public resource. It is for you. It's open and something you can use. And you might be listening from beyond Pittsburgh. Carnegie Science Center is here for you too, whether you live in Pittsburgh or not, so you can take advantage of things. We have a couple more minutes. Are there some other things you'd like to mention?
Sure. I mean, I think it's important also for us to realize that there's a lot of community partners that are committed to the STEMisphere website and to Carnegie Science Center and to really strengthening STEM education in our region. And the site wouldn't be possible without them. So we have support from Chevron, from the Claude Worthington Benedum Foundation, the Alcoa Foundation, the Grable Foundation, Shell, and Duquesne Light, who are all contributing to make this possible for the people of Pittsburgh and throughout the country to access STEMisphere. So I think that the Science Center's support and the collaboration amongst different science centers, the corporate support and the foundation support, it's all really bringing that to the community to say STEM is important. It's important for us now, but it's going to be really important for us in the future. So we need to ensure that young people get as excited and enthused and committed to this area of study as we, you know, think is important from our perspective as a science center.
I'm typing more things in here. I haven't once not come up with a hit on something I was curious about. We'll see if it happens here. I don't think it will. Update results. Okay, wait a second here. I have a typo. Can't expect Stemisphere to correct my typos.
No, I can't do that. The website can do a lot of amazing things. But
I typed in phases of the moon, and here is a lesson plan for understanding phases of the moon. How cool. In fact, there's a number of plans there that show up. You can also narrow your searches by grade level or by the kind of science, whether it's math, or really whether you're looking for basic science, technology, engineering, or math. If you're looking for programs, you can search by dates. What a great resource. Stemisphere.org. Anything else to note, Alana?
Well, for all of those families that are eager for summer and thinking about what they're going to do with their kids for this summer, when I searched summer programs this morning coming in, I got 193 different summer programs in STEM available through Stemisphere. So if you haven't already booked your camps, certainly look at the Carnegie Science Center summer camps and see what's available on Stemisphere.
Are there camps also beyond Carnegie Science Center listed? There
must be. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the really interesting things about Stemisphere is that it is supported by Carnegie Science Center, but as this community hub for STEM, we want to make sure that all of the STEM education resources are communicated to the public. So yeah, you'll find summer camp programs and resources from lots of different organizations. We call this your portal to the universe of STEM opportunities.
Well, I hope you will consider visiting stemisphere.org. And Alana Kalesa, thank you.